I sent an email to the select board this afternoon, letting them know what I was going to say today.
Okay, I guess we're ready.
Yep. Did you hear what I just said?
This shouldn't take long, should it? I mean, you're not going to let the public speak, right?
We had a chance. We had a public hearing. We'll have a brief discussion, see what people want to say about the public hearing and the two items.
Yep.
I intend to ask for a vote as to whether or not they should go forward to.
Either one. Right. Yeah.
And we'll see what people want to do. I'm not particularly interested in standing up in front of town meeting and having a repeat of the public hearing.
Right.
I used to say, you don't have to hit me twice over the head with the 2x4. once gets my attention.
So we got two. We only need what? Two more.
We need two more. I saw Mike today on the boat. He said he's going to be on.
Yeah, Mike's our rules for our meetings.
Our bylaws, yeah.
Bylaws, right. If you miss a number of meetings, and I don't remember what the number is, you can be removed from the board.
Yeah, pretty strict, actually. Pretty strict.
I'm not going to fix it, but no. They might want to either enforce it or fix it at some point.
Hi, Paul. I hope everything went well today.
Well, yeah, kind of. It was a little different than I anticipated, but I'm hanging in there.
Okay, good. Appreciate it. We got a couple minutes. When we have a quorum and it's after 5:30, we'll get started. Good evening, Ralph.
Good evening, Steve.
Hi, Ralph. Hi, Peter.
Yeah. Good evening.
We can hear you.
Good.
There's Mike.
Hey, folks. Yep.
Hi, Mike.
I'm here.
Hi, Mike.
How we doing? What's happening?
One, two, three, four. We've got five.
Yep. I'm thinking it may not be the case that Doug is going to be with us today. I think he indicated he was going to be traveling this week.
Mm.
So, but we'll see. We got a minute or so. And Ralph, you have a weighty obligation. You are the public.
Well, here I am.
You're it, buddy. All right. Camille is on. Good evening. We'll go in a minute. Okay, give somebody, everybody a chance to log on that's going to come on. Okay. All right, 5:31. We have, we call the meeting to order. We have five members of the planning board here. Me, Kurt Murley, Peter Thornton, Paul Thornton, and Mike Lingley. So we have a quorum to conduct business today, which is good. All right, first item on the agenda is to for the members to review and approve the previous minutes. That would be our meeting in February. And we also, Kurt, in the meeting packet had a link to the video for the public hearing that we had last week. So I move that we approve the minutes of the February meeting and the would we call those minutes, Kurt? I think we would. Minutes for the public hearing?
Yes.
Okay. I move we approve both of them.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion? Any amendments or corrections that we feel we need to make? Okay. If not, all in favor, say aye, or register a thumbs up, or
aye.
Okay, 5-0. The motion passes. Okay. Next meeting. Next item is communications. Don't have any written communications that we. Need to share today. I do want to just let the planning board know that I spoke with the select board at their meeting last week regarding a Zoom meeting that I attended held by GP Cog and the Maine Department for Economic and Community Development regarding implementation of the housing law. In this status of the department's regulations. It was a pretty interesting meeting. This is a very complicated, difficult law for communities that are larger than us and have different zoning than we do. Really, really tough stuff for some of these planning boards to deal with, and they also are dealing with the uncertainty of the regulations not being finalized. Some discussion in the legislature about delaying the implementation dates of the law, and then the upcoming town meetings, some of which start early in April. So their ability to make meaningful changes to their land use ordinance prior to their town meetings is difficult. And all of those concerns and others, and some technical issues about how this would work during the calls. 90-minute call, it was helpful. But as I said to the board, I think Long Island is ahead of other communities. I think our situation is simpler than other communities in municipalities. And I think we're ready to go to town meeting with our amendments to the land use ordinance. So I think we're ahead of a number of the communities that were represented on that call. So I felt pretty good about where we are. anybody have any reaction? I think Doug, you were on the meeting for that discussion.
Yeah, I was, and I've actually been in a couple of meetings called by the state and GPCOG, and not the meeting that you attended, but some others. And I really agree that there's a complexity to this law, and part of the complexity is due to the fact that a lot of the details are just not clear yet, and we sort of all know that. But we have to do the best we can, because so far they're not rescinding this July 1st deadline. However, there has been the meetings that I have been. There have been just a number of requests for the state to consider doing that, and nobody knows what the responses to that will be at this time. But yeah, it's complex.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm glad we don't have to deal with some of the things that they have to deal with in terms of multifamily housing and density allowances and other things that we don't have to deal with. So I can see with some of these other communities where this is really a burden, particularly the time frame. So, thanks, Doug. CEO reports, next item on the communications. Because of the school vacation and the fact that we're meeting on the second Monday instead of the third, there's only two weekly reports that Amy gave to the select board. I should tell you that I had a discussion with Jim Nagel about the item number one for the CEO report on the 9th of March. That deals with a dock, a building permit for a dock at 940 Island Avenue. It is a replace the dock that was there. Talking with Jim, it doesn't need any additional state permits or federal permits. He's comfortable with the fact that it's not a new dock. And so it's just for them, it's a basic repair and replace a building permit. And as long as it's a dock for private recreational use, this isn't an issue that the planning board needs to or should be involved with. So that's what I know about item number one for the weekly report. Anybody else have something about the report we want to talk about? Okay. All right. Old business. Here's the meat of the meeting. So we have two items, which were the subject of the public hearing last week. And what we need to consider today is based on what we presented at public hearing, what we heard from the public at the public hearing, do we want to advance either or both or neither of these proposals to voters at town meeting in May? The first item is requiring in-home sprinkler systems in new home construction, new residential construction.
Is Justin on?
No. No. So, anybody have any thoughts from the public hearing and what we've done and what we should be doing tonight? Yeah, Doug.
Yeah, my thought is that it's just not going to happen, period, for various reasons. Seemed to be overwhelmingly negative, the response on that meeting last week. I also had my own doubts, as I know that I voiced to you, Steve, but I just don't see how it's going to happen. So,
okay. Peter, any thoughts?
I'm here.
Paul?
Well, thoughts? Obviously the handful of people that came on the other day were negative. It's a shame that Justin's not here, seeing he brought the idea to us. Somebody with his expertise, certainly. And I think the whole issue is, you know, saving lives versus the cost. And we talked about that earlier, right? So whether or not it's the whole island is against it, you know, I don't know, but there's certainly some questions we should talk about it.
Yeah. Peter?
We had an obligation to bring it forward where one of the board members suggested. Do we have to bring it to the town?
You know, as I said in the public hearing, I think if a member of the board comes to me and says, here's an idea that I think we should look at, consider, I think my obligation is to advance it and to try to produce a product. But I don't think that obligation carries forward all the way through going to town meeting, particularly if the expectation is it's not going to pass.
Right.
And so I would say we have met our obligation to a member of the board to pursue this item. We've spent a considerable amount of time on the item. Remember, we had a briefing from the home builders. We had a briefing from the fire marshal's office. We had follow-up questions and discussion with the fire marshal's office. We had two markups on the bill. We had a public hearing on it. We've certainly done our due diligence on this proposal, and I think on the substance, it's a good proposal.
Yeah, it is. It is a good proposal. And I don't know. It's just we're not under any obligation. When it was first introduced, kind of figured it's rather expensive to install. And when someone's starting to build a house and they start putting all the prices together and all of a sudden they throw that on top, I mean, that would kind of discourage a lot of people. Yeah. I think that's what they're looking at from the town. Yeah. A lot of people looking at it like that. So I don't know. You hate to be in a situation where you had a big fire and all of a sudden they say, you know, if we had sprinkler systems, would have been taken care of. So yeah. I think smoke detectors are great. They get you out of the building. They work. I think it may be a stretch to put that through as an ordinance, a requirement in the zoning. But you have to put a sprinkler system in.
Quick question. Well, is it even under our jurisdiction or purview? I mean, I think that there was some question on that too, wasn't there? Whether we're...
Yeah, the suggestion was is that the planning board doesn't have the authority, if you will, to offer amendments to chapters of our ordinances other than chapter 14 land use. And I went and looked at the ordinances. I don't see anything that says we can't offer amendments to any section of the ordinance that we want to. And I didn't hear from our attorney when I talked to him about it that we were precluded from offering amendments to other chapters of our ordinances. So I think we are perfectly, it's a legally valid issue for us to take to town meeting if that's what we want to do. So I'm not persuaded that we can't do it. The board can't do it.
Well, I think you're going to find more of the same. I think, you know, as Peter said, the cost is prohibitive for someone that's obviously building. We got a letter from somebody that's building the house, and, you know, we knew that was coming, right?
Yeah.
I think it probably is a waste of time to bring it to town meeting. We've got enough things going on, I think. But again, I guess we should vote.
Yeah. Mike, any thoughts?
Simply, I agree with Doug. I think he explained it really well.
Okay. I think Kurt, it's
too
anything?
Too much to ask, too much to require.
Okay. Kurt, anything?
Yes, I've listened to all the presentations. I've listened to the comments the public had at the public hearing, and I also read these written submitted comments. I am opposed to forwarding this to the town for consideration at the town meeting.
All right. So, Doug.
Steve, could I say one more thing? Just there Absolutely. Is one, there could be one value, and I'm not suggesting that we bring it forward because of this, but somehow mentioning as an awareness to people's conscious, essentially, awareness that sprinklers are a good idea if you are so disposed, if you can afford it, if you are so moved to, because the subject has never come up in my 3 years on Long Island, and not a bad idea somehow to put it forward in people's minds a little bit. That's all.
Yeah. All right. Let me summarize my thoughts about the public hearing and what we've heard from the public. First of all, I think a valid case can be made that the expense of this on top of a new home, or if you're converting a long-time summer residence to permanent home, or an accessory dwelling unit to require the sprinkler system is a real expense. And in our conversations with the fire marshal's office, and what I've also read is the sprinklers are a marginal increase in the time that you would provide for people to exit their homes in the case of a fire. The smoke detectors are the much better way to do that, to alert people of the danger and allow them to exit. So you get the cost, you get only a marginal increase in life safety, and you begin to weigh that. I think there was some misunderstanding about some of the requirements for doing these in the utility on an island, but that's okay. I don't expect people to be experts in the fire prevention systems. I spent time on it, and I'm far from an expert, so I think it's fine. I might regret doing this, but I'm going to say something tonight that since I've been here on the planning board, we've had a number of issues that come up where we're asked to consider the impact of a proposed action on the impact on groundwater, and that groundwater becomes the reason not to do something. I mean, we heard it with cluster development. We heard it marginally with accessory dwelling units in that, and then we heard it in public hearing about sprinkler systems. That somehow installing sprinkler systems in new homes constituted a threat to groundwater. I think we cheapen the issue of groundwater if it becomes the all-purpose reason to oppose things. And let me it came to me while we were listening to this the other night. Let me put two scenarios forward. First scenario is over the next 5 years, two homes each year are built and they have a automatic sprinkler system. So over 5 years, we have 10 homes with sprinkler systems. Second scenario, over the same five-year period, we have two families move into onto the island, and each of those families has three children ages 1 through 7. So over the 5 years, you have 10 families. What's my math? Is that 30 kids? Under which scenario are we going to be consuming more groundwater? No question, it's the second scenario with the additional families. But everybody would support 10 families moving onto this island over 5 years for the vitality and the stability and the long-term preservation of this community. So the groundwater isn't an impediment to people moving onto the island. We want people to move onto the island, particularly if they have kids. But somehow, it's an impediment, it's a threat to groundwater to have a sprinkler system, which in all likelihood will be filled one time and never dispensed. So I'm just saying, I like the dialogue. I like people paying attention to what we do. I'm happy to have a discussion about our proposals. I'm just saying that when it comes to what we consider on the planning board, it's not a good thing if the all-purpose excuse to not do something is a threat to groundwater. So there's my thought. So although I just said to you I enjoy the discussion, I can't say that I want a second helping of what I heard at the public meeting, at the public hearing, a town meeting. That's a selfish position, but I also think the reality is the people that came to our public hearing expressed what I believe the community will feel if we offered this a town meeting. So my motion is that we do not bring the sprinkler system amendment to town meeting. And do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, 1 second. Any additional discussion? Okay. Let's vote. Kurt, you want to call the roll? Or we can just vote. I vote no. The motion is not to do it. I vote yes. We will not to proceed with this to town meeting.
Yes.
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 Paul?
What was it? Yes to no?
Yes. That's yes right. To no. That's right.
The motion was not to take this to town meeting.
Government and okay, yes to no.
Yeah. Mike?
Yes to no.
Okay. So unanimously, we will not offer this at town meeting for public consideration. Good discussion tonight, too. All right, the second item is the amendment to Chapter 14, the amendments that we offer to be in compliance with LD 2003. We had a couple questions about that, but there was no opposition voiced to the proposal at the public meeting. Again, I think we have an approach to this that is fairly surgical. We're changing the things that we need to change in terms of the definition and the standards for accessory dwelling units to be in compliance with the new law. We're removing the single family residence restriction on those zoning districts where we allow residential housing compliant with the state law. We're eliminating a definition for a handicapped dwelling unit, which we don't need anymore because of the new state law. And we're making some other minor changes to reflect those substantive points. So I think we've done a good job. I think we have an amendment that will be helpful. So I'm in favor of having this amendment presented at town hall. So that's my position on it. So any member have discussions you want to have?
Question, Steve.
Paul.
I mentioned the other night about covenants and deed restrictions trumping this state law. Is that in the state law or is that just somebody assuming that?
No, it's in the state law.
So it's in
the state law. It's in the regulations and in the guidance document we received from the state.
Okay. It's in there. So people that have a restriction or deed restriction on their property are eliminated from putting an accessory dwelling on their property?
They're not required to do it under the state law, correct. The state law is not trumping private agreements.
That would be, is that legal? I mean, if someone wants an accessory dwelling and they've got I guess I'd question that somehow.
Well, that's the state law that they don't trump existing covenants or ownership agreements unless those are in violation of Fair Housing Act.
Aha. Okay.
Which would be a subject of litigation.
Why not?
Okay. Doug, do you have something?
I do. When I first saw that, and I've seen that in there, so I can confirm that it's there, I thought, well, gee, a bunch of us, if we so decided, would decide we're going to make some sort of deed or covenant on our own property. So I'm just being silly with that. But in any case, I think that it needs to go forward. And I, because first of all, we want to meet the deadline. I think it's also, however, well-crafted. I would think that it would be a good idea to let the community know that this may have to change depending upon details that are forthcoming from the state at some point, of which we just can't begin to predict. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah. Anybody else? Any thoughts?
I was going to say, could we just kick it down the road like the other towns are doing? Would that be advisable? Because it's not.
Well, my thoughts on that are this law is like shoreland zoning, which it means it's a state law, which essentially trumps local municipal zoning ordinances, zoning and land use ordinances. So just like in shoreland zoning, this is how we'll have to, the island will have to proceed. We have incorporated the state's shoreland zone guidelines in our own ordinances. And I think that's beneficial for the community, that they don't have a set of ordinances locally that are not aligned with the state. So let's just say that we don't offer this, or voters don't accept it. And somebody comes and says to Jim Nagel, I want to do an accessory dwelling unit. And if you look at the code, it's very strict as to what you can do as an accessory dwelling unit. And that individual comes to Nagel and says, well, I don't care what your ordinance says. Here's what the state law says. So I don't think it's beneficial to the town to have a set of ordinances that we know are not in compliance with the state law. So, and I think we're targeted in what we're doing. It's as minimal a change to our ordinances as we can do to still be compliant. I think it's good public policy for the town ordinances to be aligned with the state law.
Yeah, I agree with that, Steve. I mean, it's compliant, and that's the state law, and we got to ride with it. I think where it's going to come to a lot of discussion is at the town meeting. There's a lot of people are going to have a lot of questions when it gets to that point.
Yeah, we'll try to help them understand it. I also want to say, I don't see this law as opening up a floodgate of accessory dwelling units in the town of Long Island. I just don't. Recall that these accessory dwelling units, whether they're attached to inside of a home or a separate building structure, have to meet all of the other dimensional requirements we put on structures on Long Island. And beyond that, there is a 15% cap on the amount of the lot that can be covered.
So, and that's important. That lot coverage thing is going to be, that's kind of the key to it.
Yeah, and the requirements for the setbacks and the height.
Right.
The structure height, the requirements that the state law has in terms of the septic systems. Right. I think we will see some, but people who know more about the island than I do may see a greater opportunity for it than I do. But I still believe there's not a lot of opportunity on this island for a huge number, and I don't know what huge would be. A large number of accessory dwelling units, either inside homes, attached to homes, or detached accessory dwelling units. So, I think we'll manage under the new state law. Mike,
I'm enjoying the conversation. I think it's a good conversation, and my light bulb just went off with the septic, because I think you're onto something there. I mean, most of the septics out here probably done in the 40s, 50s, 60s. It could be 1E's. They could be 2E's. But if you put that 80 in, ADU on, you're going to need a bigger system because you're going to tap into it. That's what it says.
Yeah.
So That could be a game changer.
I think our language is consistent with the state law, and it's pretty clear that you're not going to be running amok, if you will, with rogue septic systems for ADUs.
And will they have enough room to do the bigger system and the ADUs? So,
yeah. Okay. All right. Any other discussion? All right. So I'm going to make this one easier. My motion is to bring this amendment to voters at town meeting. So a yes means yes. We have a second?
Second.
Okay.
Who is that, Peter?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So all in favor?
Peter, get him before Doug. Good boy.
Aye.
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 Mike?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All right, so unanimous decision to move forward with that. Good. I think we did good work with this.
I agree. I very much agree.
I appreciate you guys working through this with me. All right. So that we'll have one item for voters at town meeting. I'll work up some talking points for us to use, and I think it would be very helpful for folks on this board is over the next month or so to make the case in support of our amendment and try to see what we can do to get a nice margin of victory for town voters this year. New business. I gave you guys a list of the members of the board and our current terms. And there's three of us whose terms expire in June. So let you all know, I sent a note to the select board today. I am asking not to be reappointed to the board so that I will leave the board in June. I've been on the island 7 years. I've been on the board 6. So I said to my wife, I didn't retire, moved to Long Island to have a second career as a planning board member. So I'm going to take a break from the planning board. So we'll need to have at least one new member for the coming year.
Steve?
Yes, Kurt.
I do not intend to remain on the board. I've been on the planning board for 12 years, which is more than half the time we've been on the island. So I do not intend to remain on the board.
Yeah.
So we need two new members.
Okay. So I will continue to try to talk up membership on the board with folks. Select board's already heard from at least one person who is interested in being on the board, whether that interest was longer term or immediate, they'll get a chance to determine. We have work still to do this year. I wanted to give the board, the select board and this board enough advance notice about my plans so that recruitment can start and we can fill my shoes. So with that, any other business for us to take care of tonight? Okay, if not, we have a meeting scheduled for the third Monday in April. And then we have town meeting on the 13th of May. And then we have one last meeting for me on the board in June. So if nothing else for us to consider tonight, I close the meeting at 6:04. Okay. Good night, everybody.
Very good. Good night. Thanks for the heads up, Steve. Thank you.
Good night. All right. Take care, everyone.